Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes.
Whoever thought this was a good idea, the whole thing is just ludicrous. Anytime you are trying to do something to save lives and somebody says, I don't want you to, they scare me.
I completely concur. And like you say, Taz, not real Americans is the NRA. Who in their right mind would sue an entire state for trying to keep their people safe? It is beyond ridiculous. It is preposterous.
Roy?
Well, I see what they're doing. And it's great that the NRA is doing what they're doing, okay? Because what they're doing, they're drawing more attention in to the lives of the kids who lost. Now, we all know that we grow old, and then there's a new generation. This is a new generation ushering in a new way that they want to live when we're all gone. So I'm glad the NRA has turned the hourglass down. But then there comes this little girl, I love her, she came on TV and she says, yeah, but the NRA's time is almost up too, but it wasn't as much sand in the hourglass. So yeah, I welcome the constitutionality and the Florida, because what happens there is you're going to set precedents across the country. I know it's bad to have guns, you know, like teachers to have guns, but it is a welcoming thing when you can put, you know, arbitration in front of everybody so they can see because this is going to set some mad precedents. The NRA is only as big as we allow it to get, okay? And so this has put them at a stopping point, okay? So
I got a little bit of disagreement with you there, Roy, when you say they're only so...
I got a lot of disagreement with you.
Well, that's why we on talk show radio.
The NRA is huge. The concept of how much money they make, you have no idea. When I'm talking billions, and I'm only the state of Florida alone, selling the licensing people to buy firearms in the state of Florida for more than 20 years. I've worked in the program. I know how it works. And when I tell you that the person who's over that program for the state of Florida, her name is Marion Hammer, that woman is renowned, and she is feared by so many politicians because she is the person who, when you disagree with the NRA, the hammer comes down. And people like Marco Rubio and a lot of other senators who have been in her back pocket for years are now looking at themselves and saying, who do I have that I can put in my place when I go? Because they know their time may be limited, but don't believe for one second they're not grooming the next to take their place. The NRA will never die. You're never going to lose them. The number of hunters and people that support the NRA that you don't know about, it's beyond recognition.
It's a big old octopus. And
yes,
all of the tentacles are reaching all across the country. How dare you say that it's only a small piece? And how dare you desecrate those kids and those teachers that died, say that it's a good thing because we have the constitutionality of that's put in place for that. And as a teacher, no, you don't want teachers to have no guns, because soon as that white teacher feels threatened by that black student and it's a dead black student on the floor, then what, you still want to justify the constitutionality of them being able to do that? I'm a teacher. I don't want a gun in my classroom. I don't want a gun in my hand. When I wanted a gun in my hand, I was a soldier. And when I stopped wanting to hold guns, I stopped being a soldier. The school is no, there is only person that need a gun in the school are your SRO officers. And the NRA has too many people in politics. They got too many people in businesses. You got too many people all across the, not even the United States, the world. The NRA is all across the world. They are way more powerful than a little piece of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the most ridiculous thing ever.
Well, I'm not saying that it's right. I'm saying that arbitrarily we need this. Because look here, you see how you spoke of Hammer? I knew about Hammer, right? The more you bring it to the court, by the time it finishes all that, we'll know more players that are local government officials who need to be ousted. Right now, they're all running for cover. The Republicans are running for cover. The Democrats are running for cover. But we'll know
but
who they
not,
are.
A lot of them are not Republican. You would be surprised at how many NRA
Correct.
Members there are.
I understand that totally. But I'm not saying. I'm saying that who we don't know about and the kids will know about, they may be the next door neighbor. Look, every one of those kids that lost their lives and every one of those kids that were hurt, I guarantee you, their parents have weapons in their home. Okay? Now, they may be the ones that are more responsible than others, but guess what? Those people have guns in their homes. Since the incident, I'm sure they went and got lock boxes. If anything went up, the locks on the guns and the lock boxes went skyrocketed at Walmart. So they know, and as we know about the NRA. But the thing about it is that we're going to bring more people conscious. People need to be more conscious of who we are around and what we stand for. And we need this in the court. We can't just, I mean, look at Scott. Scott made up there as much an NRA big backer as he was. He still had to do something to calm everybody down and pass legislation to calm everybody down. Because, look, if he did not do that, the rebels will rise up, and it would get ugly for his next election. He's trying to become the senator. So guess what? He lets it go in through the court system, okay? So let's just have this day with that and just watch it all play out. It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be as fair as we think, but it is going to be arbitrarily dealt with, okay? Is that fair?
I don't believe that it is. I stay on that side. I want to be an optimist, but I'm a realist in this sense. I don't think you'll ever know who all the members are. I don't think you'll ever know who's backing the NRA for many reasons. They don't want you to see them. They've operated under the cover of darkness for a long time and will continue to do so because that's where the deals are made. That's where the dirt is done, and it's going to continue that way. I don't care how many people get killed. This has nothing to do with what the NRA's ultimate goal is.
Correct.
So what is the ultimate? What is the ultimate goal of the NRA, might I ask?
The ultimate goal of the NRA is to ensure that people who look like them, who think like them, and who behave like them have the right to do so, and you can't stop them.
That's right.
Okay, so you're
they
just talking
all
about
the power.
Okay, so basically all you're saying is that stand your own ground in Florida is a law, right?
Of course it's a law.
Okay, so what you're saying is that, okay, I love cowboy and westerns, and I've always wanted to be the fastest gunslinger in the West, but unfortunately, I couldn't live in those times. But that doesn't make me not be the fastest gunslinger in modern times. So what would make a coward come up against a real gunslinger? What would make him just walk up on me and try me up, not knowing I will take him out? Because he flinched. What would make him... See, that's the part I think you're missing, is that the real killers and the real killers come in groups. But, I mean, they don't come in groups.
Right.
They're like a sociopath. It's like an ignorant person who could care less. If you cross the line, you're gone. That's what I'm saying. Whatever ethnic group that you come out of, they will never forge an alliance where you can drive down the road and there's 20 people with 20 guns and you can't go through that barricade. Not like they did out there in Waco. It ain't gonna get down like that. So I'm trying to draw some premises behind. You know what you can't be afraid of the NRA because everybody is a part of the NRA. People pass guns down all the time. They pass guns down. My granddaddy passed his gun down to my father, and nobody had to sign up to get all those guns. So even when you got all that, you still gonna, I mean, who are we afraid of? I'm not afraid of Joe Blow or Joe Smo.
Fear is not
the
issue.
You make it sound like fear is the ultimate thing of the NRA. Nobody's afraid of the NRA. If you pack, I pack. If you die, I die.
You're going in a different direction. I understand what you're saying, and I recognize
it. But you said these people in the dark. Who cares about them in the dark? If those in the dark must come in the light, and if they show up with those shiny
objects.
No,
that's not true. That's not true.
Well,
everything that they're...
Because they hide and they're cowards.
And I'm saying that those are the things
that
happen.
That's what I said.
It's behind the curtain. You can't see it. Doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. I'm saying that they support those that support them. I'm not saying that it's getting your gun passed down from hand to hand in a family. I'm talking about a group of people who make a decision, like the George Zimmermans of the world, who say, "But I had the
Correct.
Right to kill you, and I'm a member of the NRA because I carry this gun because they say I can." I'm not saying that you shouldn't have a gun. I'm saying that when you kill somebody and you're a member of the NRA, they will spend whatever money is necessary to make sure that you are not held accountable.
To make sure you don't do no time. That's right.
Okay,
and
so what difference does it make what ethnic group you come out of? I'm jamming.
No one
I'm jamming. I'm jamming. I'm jamming just like they jam. I mean, they ain't
when
no
I used,
talking about?
When I say really? Look like and have the same attitude, I'm saying through those eyes. I'm not saying through your physical appearance. When I look at something and I see it the same way the NRA does, or if I say something or see something and my behavior is just like theirs, and I've signed on the dotted line that I'm a card-carrying member of this group, they're going to support me because I say they need to support me. They're going to support me whether they do it under the cover. And when I say under the cover, I'm saying that I may be someone who's of a different color. They may not come right out and stand up with signs and say, support my girl, but they will make sure that the person that they send to represent me is getting paid accordingly.
Is going to make sure you're taken care of. That's right, and getting
top dollars. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, can we go to the next subject? I didn't know.
Please do.
At the beginning of the show, I thought we wasn't going to have nobody. And we took half the show talking about the NRA. The not real people. The not real Americans. Okay, let me go to the next subject. How does the people feel? That's y'all three, Gwen and D-Lovely, E, and then Roy. How do you feel about China's president being president for life and Trump actually suggesting it 2 or 3 times last night, matter of fact, in Pennsylvania? Starting with D-Lovely.
I don't care. China can have a president for eternity. I really don't care. That's their choice. That's the land they live in. They do whatever they need to do. But this fool who thinks that somehow agree to this, it's not the land we live in. We were built on a different process. We say that, you know, we have the right to make that decision on our own. He doesn't get to choose that. He can say whatever he wants, as we've heard him say many, many times. So it doesn't matter to me what he says. We're going to make a choice about him very soon.
I don't even have a dog in the fight in China. I really don't care what they do. But I'll be a monkey's aunt if we even consider allowing it to go down like that in America.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. What you going to be? A monkey's who?
A monkey's aunt, because I can't be a monkey's uncle.
Roy.
I concur with the monkey's uncle. Because only a fool would think like that.
Okay, the next subject. Stacey Dash running for Congress. Oh, my God. I seen her talking to Ari Melbourne on MSNBC, and she is clueless about this process. So, starting with D-Lovely.
You know, I don't even know who's listening to her. I mean, seriously.
Didn't we take her black card?
We need to pull it. Pulled, and it needs to be put in a box.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody checking for her. And nobody really is. She
and
can use
cares.
Her color today and try to get, but I promise you, the people of Compton and Long Beach, they not going to sign up for this. They may not go out and vote often, but I really think that this time they're going to go out and vote. They're going to trip all the way to the polls, and they're going to make sure she don't get in.
I put her in the same boat as Omarosa. And, yeah, I'm going to leave it right
Ben,
there.
Ben Carson.
Yeah, it's a period. Oh, yeah. And crazy Edward Littlehands. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
I concur again. I mean, there's nothing more I can say on this. I mean,
woo!
Well, you picked a good one today.
Man.
We should have stayed on the NRA.
Bob, next question. Gary Cohn resigning, saying that he was only using 20% of his brain. And, he has come back to the White House if he has John Kelly's job. How do you feel about Gary Cohn rolling out, and what does that tell you about this dang White House? Start with D-Lovely again.
Well, you know, I understand that Barnum and Bailey closed their circus, but clearly they opened it back. They have moved it to the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, And there are all kinds of clowns and monkeys and elephants and trapeze artists. They're all in there doing their things. So I'm done with that. I can't.
Yeah. Did he really think that we did not know that he was only using 20% of his brain? He didn't have
to
make no glaring declaration that's
Look,
the only part of his brain he was using. Clearly, he was.
His eyes are too close together.
Exactly.
When you look at him. And another thing also, too, if he used 20% of his brain to bring in that text, then what was the rest of their brains that were trying to pass that bill doing? I'm trying to figure out, if he used 20% and he was the catalyst behind that, what was the other... I mean, that means that 20, the other 80% is only 1% of zero. I mean, they just... He's stupid, because what happened was that Wilbur Ross asked him to kiss his hand, and he refused to kiss Wilbur Ross's hand.
Yep.
That's what happened. See, Wilbur Ross might be... Before you go, Wilbur Ross might be one of the most powerful men in that White House. Believe that. Because from day one, Donald Trump was giving him... Well, you know Wilbur Ross. And then when he got in and started getting into trouble, he said, ain't nobody over here messing with Wilbur Ross because he's intelligent. You know, well, Wilbur Ross is an older man who has deep ties. So Wilbur Ross might be, between him and Roger Stone, might be the ones that are... They have their mannequins out there.
Mm-hmm. The next one, Nuremberg, emotional breakdown this week. He did every show, every news show possible on that. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday when he was.
Yeah.
He was basically nutting up. Yes, I'm going to use the verb nutting up all over himself. Whether he should go talk to Mueller or not. How did y'all feel about that, with him defying it? Then finally his punk ass went and punked out on Friday and talked to Mueller.
Exactly.
For about 6 or 7 hours, I think. D. Lovely.
Yeah.
Well, I, you know what? The man said very clearly, I'm not drunk, but I am on medication, which is a good answer anytime you do something and you don't want to be held accountable. So he said the right thing. It's like, I don't know what I'm saying. My medicine's talking. So when somebody finally took his medication or fixed the dosage, he went and he talked. He went and he had a conversation because he knew he had to. Now the question is, what happened after? What's going to happen after the conversation? Because everybody's real quiet right now. So somewhere in this, where they're trying to send you with that red herring, that Stormy Daniels foolishness, that they're trying to confuse you and make you forget that there's something else going on over here that you need to keep your eye on.
I concur. Who cares? He crying.
Hey, look.
He should be crying. I was crying watching it. How about that?
Me too.
I was crying hysterically.
Hey, this guy right here is real smart, okay? He loves Roger Stone. He's cherished the man. But he gave the professor of law, which was on TV last week, he said the reason why he changed his mindset about doing it on Friday was because of what she said to him. He had something to hide. Now, look, today I watched him today, right? And he came on. And this dude has told Mueller and him everything they wanted to know. He told them everything. I can see a snitch a mile away. This dude went in there and told Mueller everything.
Yep.
And like the young lady said, Donna said, you can look the other way with Stormy. But this dude just turned state evidence, and they getting ready to come get Trump. Trump is Trump type.
the next one I got, North Korea, the president, Jun, whatever, however, the dude with the funny haircut that tried to wear the Western hat, sports hat.
Kim Jong-un.
You mean Dennis Rodman?
No.
Dennis Rodman, no.
Him too. The president and leader over there wanting to meet with Trump. Do you think it's so he can get on the national stage, or do you think it is so he can stop his nuclear weapons because these sanctions are tight up on him? What do you feel, beloved?
Well, let me just tell you, honestly, I think this is, someone's already told him, that president who keeps calling you Rocket Man and everything else, there's only one way to get him. Sit right in front of him and you say something that's going to send him off in the wrong direction, and then you have every reason to punch the button. I'm telling you,
yep.
He knows that he is dealing with somebody who is literally wearing all his emotions on the outside of his clothing. All you have to do is say the wrong thing, and I don't care how well you brief Donald Trump, as soon as he gets his feelings hurt, he's going to say the wrong thing. And that's what Kim Jong-un is waiting on. It's a setup from day one.
I mean, everybody knows that, you know, you keep your friends close and your enemies closer. And number 45 does not have enough intelligence to understand what's going on. And just like D-Lovely said, that, you know, he's being played like a fiddle and at a bluegrass concert. Because there's no way. I mean, he's in bed with Putin, so why not have a little menage a jiggy with the Korean? Now you got the Korean president, you got the Russian, you know, president, you got you. No, there's no honor among thieves. And everybody knows that America is like, right, the leader of America is a laughing stock right now. Nobody's taking him serious. Everybody's playing him to the left. And I just hope that when the feces hits the isolation, that we won't be in the line of fire.
And I'm glad she said that, because, you know, the funny thing about it, what we fail to understand is that Ping Chang Chang over in China is on the back side of North Korea. On the right side of Korea is Russia. Now, he said that, see, Russia and China been walking it hand in hand. Their whole thing was to bring down America. And with Pyongyang and North Korea come in here and ask for some, he'll never give denuclearization, okay? That's what makes him want to be a superpower. And she's right. He's going to look foolish when it's all said and done. But what really got me is this. If the South Koreans and the North Koreans can come together, and they knock the United States out of being the number one power, and Russia becomes the number one power, or them and China can become two great powers, and we become a third world country like Jamaica or someplace. You know, I'm thinking that this thing is bigger because Japan, if all the Asians, Eurasia, come together, hey man, we're in trouble. And this tariff is very important to our allies. So my thing is this. If Pyongyang, he gonna play him to the left and to the right, because they know this guy right here ain't all there, and Russia and China already got him. They already know this dude ain't right. They know him because, guess what? He ain't nothing but a corrupt. He's a corrupt politician, and he wants to be recognized as authoritarian. You know, but this aristocratic thing only lasts for so long because, like she said earlier, we're not built like that. We built a democracy, and that's why you notice a lot of these Republicans are now starting to. They just recently another one and said, "I'm not seeking an election again." So they're starting to fall away because they know that Donald Trump and all that money outside is getting ready to get drawn up, and they don't want to get caught up in it. But no, he should never meet our president of the United States. And if you do, I hope they blow the mother up with him in it. With him in it. Because look, treason, conspiracy, treason and conspiracy, right, is unheard of an American. So anything that Pyongyang, which is a communist country, I don't want to fight North Korea again. Because if we do, we have to level them. And that's a lot of lost lives over there in the peninsula. But if we got to do it, we got to do it. But if the president goes over there and get wiped out with Pyongyang acting foolish, hey, we got two nuts off the planet Earth now. So that's the way a lot of people feel. They won't say it, but that's how we feel.
Okay, that's when we hear that music at the end, that's 30 minutes. 30 minutes. I want to say thank you for an enlightening conversation as usual. E, you were killing me on snapshot. She was killing me on what she was saying. Monkeys what? Aunt. I never heard it put that way.
Because I can't be a monkey's uncle because I'm a girl.
Still,
you're
I
a lady. Hey, you're a lady. You forgot?
That's what
Sinead said. Hey, that's what Sinead say. She say she a lady.
Thank you, Roy.
I'm a grown A woman, for real, for real.
Thank you, E. Thank you, D. Lovely. Y'all killed me again. Thank y'all.
Peace and love, everybody.
Love, love, love.